get on with the bit, or maybe a BuzzFeed quiz. It's time for another lap on Not For Humans. Hey Brady.
Hey Aaron.
What is this?
Welcome back. I think it's a real casual intro.
Is this another episode of Not For Humans? Another episode of Not For Humans?
Not For Humans. The podcast that we do sometimes.
Man, we're going to have 3 episodes in this season already?
Yep. 3 episodes.
That's like what we topped out with last time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
bro?
I think we can double.
At least.
For sure.
At least. Well,
I can start. I've got a few things I wanted to talk to you about.
Good. I've got the one link because I thought, but we'll talk about that later. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just looking for it in my notes app.
I am looking for a squirrel like you.
Okay, so that's just a couple different things to like talk about. I'll start with number one,
okay,
which is actually number 3 on the list.
Fuck.
So, this is how I would design hell. If I was in charge of designing hell.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
This is how I would do it. So, you show up in hell, and you know, I feel like most people who would get to hell would be like, surely there's some kind of mistake. And I would lean into that. I would say, oh yeah, totally, there could be. But there is an appeal process.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be the devil. I'm like, yeah, there's an appeal process. All you got to do is fill out this paperwork. But then it's just it's an eternity of red tape and bureaucracy. And like, oh, no,
right.
you filled out this form wrong. You got to do it again. And then you're in the wrong line. Like, you got to go stand in this line. And it's,
like,
you know.
That would 100% be hell.
Yeah. And
like,
then.
That is hell.
And then once somebody was like, God damn it, I can't put up with this anymore. Then you go to the lava pool. Then I put you into the skin ripper just like to mix it in. But I think that after a while, the devil would get bored of like physical torture and move on to mental torture. Which I guess is just the good place. Have you seen The Good Place?
You know, I haven't, but it's on my list.
If I ever decide to
buy Peacock.
Oh yeah, I think it's on Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
No, I'm gonna get it though.
Yeah,
I just haven't yet. I haven't had the need. I've been watching all these freaking YouTube.
I know.
Watched Ari Shaffir's Jew.
Uh huh.
And it is really good. And then I've watched Stavros. And I watched freaking Mark Norman's new stuff on Netflix. I watched Lewis Black's newest special, which is amazing. If you're a Lewis Black fan.
Kind of. I don't know if I've seen maybe one of his stand-up things. And then, like, the only other thing I've ever seen him in is Inside Out. So.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, an age gap thing. You know, he's the longest correspondent on The Daily Show.
Oh, right, but, yeah, okay.
But it's just like a guest spot. He will just come in and do his little thing.
And where he would just, like, complain. Good. Like, that was his whole thing, is he would come on and complain
it's
about something.
Back in Black or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
And he would take one thing and, you know, why are you so stupid, you know. And just the way he deals with anger and stupid people. Like, that whole new hour is about how he dealt and lived through COVID, which it's like, you know, nobody wants to hear anything else about COVID. But his spin on it. It's just so funny.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that he would have a good take on it.
Yeah. And then I've been super into Shane Gillis.
Okay.
Yeah, Shane Gillis is he's the guy who was named a cast member on SNL, and then literally the next day was pulled.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
For using an Asian slander in a joke. But man, he's funny. Like, when somebody's bombing, he will like lean into them and be like, it's good. Keep going. Like, just that kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's always doing that. It's just so freaking funny. And I've been watching Kill Tony. Have you heard of Kill Tony?
I think I have heard of it, and that is okay. All.
So this is next summer, all right?
All right.
This is my next summer plan. Kill Tony is now in Austin. It was in New York, but now it's in Austin where all this comedy stuff is. And I think now it's at the Comedy Mothership, which is Joe Rogan's place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge fan of Joe Rogan.
No, me neither.
No.
No.
Funny. Yeah, that's not funny. But Kill Tony is Tony Hinchcliffe, who is a stand-up comedian. He's known as like an insulty comic crowd work insult.
All right.
And he has – there's a live band every week, and it's in front of a crowd. And people get in line outside. They put their name in a bucket. And if he pulls your name, you get 1 minute, 60 seconds, uninterrupted stand-up.
Oh, wow.
And then you do like an interview afterwards.
Okay.
And they have a secret podcast. They have a secret show later, you know, like a bonus episode where the co-host / creator of this, not Tony, the other guy, he goes by Red Band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that name in the podcast circle.
He does a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all those. I mean, there's that one like big group of guys that all like suck each other's dick and hang out with together. It's all straight white dudes, you know.
Yes. In Austin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are all
like
in
the
Austin
podcast
now.
Mecca now. Yep. Tom Segura is in Austin now.
Yeah.
His new hour is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the one I saw live. That was the one I saw here in October.
Oh, right. That's right. That's so exciting.
Yeah. $60 parking ticket that I got from that. I was so mad.
Worth it.
I mean, I guess. Like, it could have been worse, sure. But, like, I was just so excited. I was just so excited to get into the theater, and I didn't even think about the parking situation. And I was like, oh, this is a great lot. Like, awesome. And, the signs were super small, and I just wasn't paying attention. And then, $60
parking ticket. It's better than being at, the butt doctor or something.
It is definitely better than being at the butt doctor and getting a $60 parking ticket.
Hell yeah.
And I didn't buy any
drinks.
Got probed
in the ass, and now this?
Yeah, it was super busy there, so I just got a little stoned. Like, the bar. The bar was crazy, so I just hit my little vape, and I was like, this is perfect.
You didn't have a drink minimum or anything?
No, it was a theater, so no.
We're talking Tom Segura, yeah. But anyway, so the way they have it, it's almost a 2-hour podcast. They have like a regular who has come up through the ranks open, and then they do a couple from the bucket, and they interview two or three, and then they have like a middle guy who's there a lot or a special guest or something. And then they usually have the same guy who does the closing, and they all those guys do a new minute every week. So like they're writing and like coming through the ranks. And
yeah. So you want to go do this? You want to go, you think you got a minute?
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's so easy. Like, yeah, I've got three jokes that I could work down and do into a minute.
One thing after watching all those people, it's like I do so much talking in front of people. Like that gets to them so quick, but you know, I'll riff during a concert sometimes, you know? Like,
right, yeah.
I'm not scared about that, you know. So So anyway, that's what I really want to do, and it's like a great environment for, you know, and I don't know. It just seems really fun, and like, but they're at the point now. It's so big. They've got like over 200 people waiting outside with their names in the bucket.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he like pulls the name. They call it. They text the guy outside, and he has like a bullhorn. Like,
oh wow!
Aaron
so
Burke.
The people still have to wait outside, so you don't get to you don't like get to enjoy the show.
No, because he doesn't want to fill the show with all people trying to get up there. It's got like
that
an
makes
actual
sense.
Crowd.
Yeah, that
yeah,
makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. I think probably at first they were just in there, but you know, it got big.
That's interesting.
It's got like over 1 million views a week, which is big for
podcasting.
That's
very impressive.
You
yeah,
know? Yeah, and that's why I thought I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. But it's pretty much straight stand-up. I mean, you know, so.
Yeah.
But the band is great. They've got a blind bass player who's really funny. any of the guys, if like they say they are a drummer, they have a drum off with the guy who's the drummer. And
That's
if he
fun.
if the person who's the contestant wins, they're the new permanent drummer for the show.
That's amazing.
And they did, before they moved to Austin, they had one guy and he went undefeated. And the guy in Austin here, they've been there for like 3 years, is also undefeated. But like, I've seen a couple of them and they're crazy. Like, it's really good. It's like, oh shit, is
Right.
he gonna pull this off? And then just, yeah, no, I definitely have a minute. Here's one. You want to hear a bit?
Sure.
Why is it that like the opposite people, like, nope, let me start over.
54, 53, 52.
Why do people act the opposite of how they always are? Like
Why
my
do people?
parents.
Oh, I thought it was a call and response.
No, why do
My
they? No.
bad.
Like my parents, for example. My mom, sweet lady, will talk to you, nicest person. She'll talk to people at the store. I'm on the phone with her. I'm on the phone with her, and I go, all right, well, I'm gonna get out. She goes, I have to go too. Bump. Like, hang up that fast. And then my dad, who's a fucking narcissist asshole.
Hope you're listening, Joe. Shout out.
I'll talk to him on the phone. I'll talk to him on the phone. And he's like, all right. Okay, we'll see you later.
Yeah, that's the
Oh, okay.
worst.
Bye bye. But it's like, that's true of everybody.
I'm one of those, though. Yeah, I'm one of
Oh,
those that
yeah.
will. I don't want to be talking to you, but I will be the last person to say
Yeah.
goodbye.
That's true. And you're not a dickhead though, like in real life. You're also you're just a passive little simp boy.
I have my moments. I have my moments. Being
I'm
real.
dumb. Here's okay, I'm this dumb, right?
How dumb
I'm
are
so
you?
dumb. I'm 34. This year I realized whenever I'm driving and it's raining
Right.
and I'm like driving out of town or something, I'm like, oh fuck, it's really starting to rain. It's really starting to rain. And then I'll come to a stop sign or exit or whatever. And I'm like, oh, it's getting better. Like, how? I'm so fucking stupid
So you,
that I
yeah,
never
you're
put
con
together
that
that when you
the
go faster, it
you
hits the
hit
car
more rain
harder and faster
drops,
and you hit more
yeah.
water. Fucking douche.
That is really funny. Like, God,
Yeah.
it's really coming down out there, and you're
Oh
going
my
like
God.
120.
And every time I drive fast, God damn it. I just can't, I could never catch a break.
Can never catch a wicked. No rest for the break, man.
Never catch a wiccan, because they'll hit you with a stickin'.
So I got a question for you.
Oh, I love it.
We have seen a funny take on Hitler recently with
Okay.
Jojo Rabbit. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
So that was kind of like a funny, jokey take on Hitler. Do you think you could do a funny Stalin?
I think I could, but I don't know enough about
Not
Stalin.
so not necessarily you, just in general. Do you think a funny Stalin could be done?
I think given our current situation with Russia, I think absolutely.
Okay. 'Cause I was thinking like similar levels of atrocities. I mean, this is gonna come out sounding insensitive, no matter how I put it. But like Stalin and Hitler did similar levels of like horrible things. But you just
Cool.
never hear about Stalin. Like, why is nobody making Stalin jokes? I guess they are. Maybe they are. I don't know. That was just a
I
thought
don't.
that I that crossed my mind. Thought maybe we could make it interesting, but I can't.
I just. I don't know much about. St I just. Don't know about Stalin.
All right.
Okay, bye.
I got another question for you.
Not for. Oh, okay, go ahead.
So, I had this happen to me the other day in Walmart
Oh,
where
God.
I did something. I made a little joke about it in my head and laughed
Okay.
at it and then was like, that's stupid. I shouldn't be laughing. And all of that happened within the span of like less than a second. How often does that happen to you where like
Like,
it's okay. There's no setup, and it's a tenth of a punchline.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, like, you kind of chuckle, and then you immediately move on.
Oh, yeah. I would say most of my life.
Right, okay.
Like, if I'm interacting with people, I'm always trying to find the bit.
Right, uh-huh.
Then it's not good. It's why I'm single.
Aw.
Like, it's true. Like, yeah. Who wants that person around all the time?
Not Sarah.
Nope. Not anybody. Yeah. Not even my cats. I don't even have a fucking cat around me right now.
Wow.
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 So I had an idea. Not an idea. I had, you know, we've done over 40 episodes now of Not For Humans.
That's awesome.
In 5 years. But we've done over 40. Like, it's great. And so I was doing like I do occasionally. I go back and listen. And one thing that you were always so good at, just a couple of times we did it, is who would win in a fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those were fun. I remember those a lot.
And you were just really good. So you got any off the cuff? Like, just any?
Off the top of my head. Well, now I'm just thinking of ones I've done in the past that I'm especially proud of.
Oh, yeah. You had some fucking great ones, dude. I'm trying to think.
I was doing characters played by the same actor. I know that was a thing I like to do.
Yeah, you did that.
So, okay, here we go. Who do you think would win in a fight between Howie Mandel and Mr. Clean?
Oh, I like that. Mr. Clean.
Yeah. Yeah, they look similar, but Mr. Clean is built, especially recently. Have you seen, like, they made him, they really leaned into how sexy he is.
He's like some kind of, like, gay porn star or something.
Yeah, for sure.
He's huge, just jacked. He looks like a power lifter who really likes bleach.
Right.
Except
I don't know if Mr. Clean fucks with bleach. I think he's just a magic eraser guy. Or does he does other cleaning stuff, doesn't he?
Well, he got all kinds. I mean, Mr. Clean, for the longest time, I remember it was like a floor cleaner.
Okay.
And then all-purpose cleaner.
I wish I could have this set up all the time, but I need to find a way to balance my phone on my laptop.
I balance my mic on my big fucking gut.
And, you know, we call that improvise, adapt, overcome.
Okay.
That's
still holding the paddle. Love it.
Yeah, got the paddle. It's a pickleball paddle.
Yeah, Slam Master.
The Slam Master. This episode is brought to you by Slam Master, www.slammaster.net. I think my uncle bought, like, a couple hundred of these. And so he gave like 20 to my mom.
Cool.
Yeah. Because what he does, he goes to a place called Cargo Largo, which is like, it's like a, it's like when Amazon stuff isn't right, like rejections and stuff like that. He buys those in bulk.
Yes.
And so he ends up with lots of interesting things and a lot of them, but he resells them on eBay, and he makes good money.
Oh,
sure.
It's like a bin store, but in bulk.
Yeah.
Like the things there are in bulk.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You have to buy, like, you can't buy one paddle. He has to buy the whole lot of paddles.
Right. And it's because the screen printer was off by 2 inches
or
things spelled wrong or something. Right.
And like, really, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with these, and so I don't know necessarily if there was anything wrong with them or what the story is. But
it could also be a thing where, like, you know, that was a brand that they carried at fucking Trader Joe's or whatever. Trader Joe's is a grocery store, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they sell pickleball paddles.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, like Dunham Sports Goods.
Yeah, yes.
Like, and they discontinued it. They're not going to order anymore. And then all of a sudden they have, you know, all these extras. What are you pointing at, bro?
Just my little ceiling fan.
You're so little silly.
I got a blender.
Okay.
Bought a blender recently.
Who would win in a fight? Okay, this is one of these, like a brave little toaster situation.
Yeah.
Blender, ceiling fan.
Oh, so blender can do a lot of damage, but it's hard to get those blades out.
Only if...
The ceiling fan would have to make a pretty fatal error to get hurt. So my money's on ceiling fan.
But also, like, if the blender could get to the chain of the ceiling fan, it'd be fucking done. Like, if the ceiling fan had a long chain on it, it would be over.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, my blend is, like, one of those ninja ones with the three, like, layers of blades.
Wow.
So it's, like, at the bottom and then the middle and then the top.
I do not
have
that.
So it wouldn't be impossible. You got blades pretty close to the top. And, like, I don't know. You know, all the ceiling fan has to do is hit it with its blades one time, and the top of the blender, like, it comes off from
right
the bottom.
Off. Yeah.
Or, yeah. I'm going to go ceiling fan on this one.
I'm thinking presumably we're going to modify these in some way to make it a more entertaining fight. But I still think ceiling fan's going to win. Because all it really has to do is slap the off button, and it's done. You know, there's a lot of ways ceiling fan could win this, and I really only see one way of the blender winning. And so,
well, but it depends on the modifications. Let's say the ceiling fan has blades on the end.
Wow.
But the blender has a Glock.
Well, I don't think a blender knows how to use a firearm.
I'm still in Brave Little Toaster land here.
Did the Brave Little Toaster have hands?
No, but like the toaster, like the side things, he used. I mean, they were more like paddles, you know, than hands. But yes. To give the characters the personification.
Just that extra little bit.
The little flaps.
Flaps. Yep. Flappitude.
Flappitude, yeah. Who'd win in a fight? You come up with one, I'll come up. Like, yours versus mine.
Okay. So who would want to fight between Hillary Clinton and...
This is unfair. Fucking Vin Diesel.
It doesn't work as well.
No. We would have to like... We would
it doesn't work as well if we both come up with two separate people.
We would have to
pick a category or something.
Like, well, we would have to just write down 10 names and we'll just do it, you know, like that.
Yeah. Who would win in a fight between the Hulk and a piece of bread?
Exactly. Interesting fact, the Hulk has a gluten intolerance.
Wow. So the Hulk would win, but he's going to come out damaged. He's going to be in the toilet.
No, I think it's really bad. Like, the
really,
gluten is
really
why
bad.
He's
have
green.
You seen...
So I think it'll look like he wins until a few hours later whenever he's fucking dead, bro.
Ooh. Have you seen the newer Jumanji movie?
No.
They're both decent. The first one is pretty good.
You mean like... Okay.
So they made the old one, Robin Williams...
And then they made a
new
one.
But like I said, the first one's quite a bit of fun,
and
the second one I think I've seen.
I haven't
like
seen either
of
the
right.
newer ones. Because
I just really, really like Robin Williams.
But it has Awkwafina in it. I don't know why so many people hate Awkwafina.
Honestly, it's one of those things where it's like just the name. It's like if she was named anything.
Like that's all you know.
If she was
named
anything else. Like if that's all you know of her. Yeah, like, fucking, that's water. Go away. Like,
yeah.
You're not cute.
Well, because she started as, like, a comedy rapper.
Yes.
So I think the name has just overstayed its welcome. Like,
yes.
She should be Patty or something.
It would be like if Donald Glover always went by Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, yeah. Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. Yeah, cool. Okay, let's go category of fruits.
Let's just do fruits, okay.
And I'll go first. Who would win in a fight between a watermelon
and a dragon fruit?
Dragon fruit's got the spiky things.
Spiky things.
Watermelon's bigger.
Yeah, I'm obviously bigger, but as you and I both know, fragile.
Watermelon. I totally forgot about that. I just have a watermelon on my counter. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
Oh, my watermelons. They can both roll.
But the watermelon's going to be way better at rolling. If it's a roll-off, watermelon wins.
Man, this is hard because they're both, like, ovals. You know, so it doesn't... To me, it doesn't make sense, but I'm going to go with dragon fruit.
I think so, too. Just the name alone, it's a dragon fruit. It's a watermelon. Like, if we're talking
and
about...
If we're giving them, like...
If we exclude the fruit part of it, we got a dragon fighting water...
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Pokemon definitely water.
This is, this is like, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think dragon and water have any type distinction.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay, racist.
No, I'm saying, like,
you
think
dragons and waters are the same thing?
I don't think that. Water is strong or weak against dragon. I don't think dragon is strong or weak against water.
Fucking
so I'm looking at pictures of the Brave Little Toaster. I know it's been a while, but yeah, I do see his two little weird paddle arms.
Okay. So let's back it up a little bit. In the world of Brave Little Toaster, watermelon, dragon fruit, where you have like with the fucking blender and ceiling fan. You have the BattleBots style modifications, right? Like what? The watermelon is like super slippery.
I think it gets really hard and really heavy.
Or really hard. Like it's hard to break because.
Yeah.
Let's say you make those little hands on dragon fruit spikes,
I'm giving it to
like
the watermelon.
Metal, steel spikes.
Yeah, they're just scratching it up. They don't care about that.
All you got to do is.
I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to open an incognito tab. And I'm just going to do.
Okay. I'm interested.
Are you familiar with Rule 34 of the internet?
You got my attention.
So Rule 34 of the internet is if it exists, there will be porn of it. And so... just gonna.
Oh yeah, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just going to Google Images.
Website called Rule 34.
Safe search blurring is on. We're gonna manage that setting. off. Thank you. And then I guess I'll just do back. Oh yeah, okay. here, I'll show you. You got a camera here.
What's happening? So, what are you looking at?
You know, it's just like it's just like little gross drawings of beloved cartoon characters.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all just kind of railing each other.
It's Brave Little Toaster. Yeah.
No.
Right. No. Send me the link.
I don't like this one bit.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll let Mark Zuckerberg take a look
Facebook
at this.
Chat.
Honestly, he already knows
sure
about this.
Encrypted.
He already knows.
Yeah. he fucking drew it. What are you talking about?
Oh man, we missed. So I think it only exists as like a joke that people have made porn of this just as a joke. Because the second level down, there is Jar Jar Binks, and he's looks like he's masturbating. So Jar Jar Binks inside of a Rule 34 of the Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, wow.
Probably, yeah.
So somebody's putting like, in Jar Jar Binks and everything. Yeah, just yeah. like, this is my
yeah,
weird...
You know, they're just having fun with it.
This is how I broke the internet, haha. Yeah.
Yeah?
My grandpa had to take an ambulance to the ER last weekend. Or I guess earlier this weekend. Shoot, I guess like Thursday. Because his blood pressure
wow.
was 246 over 197.
That is incredible.
Or something fucking crazy like that. He wasn't like coherent. They got it down, uh-huh. and he's okay. He's back. You know, he's still in, you know, an assisted
living. Dude, that's crazy. Like, but at what point does the blood pressure, like how high does it have to get before you just start popping?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's so
scary.
You
know, he was moments away from a stroke or a heart attack, either one.
Good for him.
Like, that's bonkers.
Like, I guess wanting to live.
Anyway. Yeah, he made it.
Yeah, tough old bird. Tough. Hey, that's a tough guy.
Tough old bird. Tough old dog. Why is it an old bird for a woman and an old dog for a guy?
I don't know. Why is anything anything?
Hmm. Well, fucking okay. Let's just go all the way.
I don't know why. I don't
like,
know.
Don't make
Maybe
it worse.
Because like, dogs are more masculine and birds are more feminine. I guess. Like, I don't know. I got that dog in me. Maybe you've got a bird in you. I don't know. I've got a dog in me.
Okay. Right. Speaking of infinity. I'm working on that.
No.
What? Not a good segue? Speaking of infinity, I'm working on that, on the joke about the flying by Foy student farts joke. During Mary Poppins, the guy with the farts.
Do not recall.
You know this story.
Yes, I do. Now I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
This is
going to
be...
It all clicked right back into place.
This is my Bert
Kreischer
the machine. Like, this is my story.
Yeah, it all just clicked. I remember.
I had two punch-ups. I got two punch-ups on his
okay.
size. Okay? So one is... he's so fat that he fucking... He looks like Bowser right before he pops
that
in Bowser Bloom
maybe
Burst on Mario
not
Party.
The cultural touchstone you think it is.
It's good. I know. I've spent a lot of time thinking about that.
Okay.
And I really think it is. Because it's in Mario Party
yeah.
1. It's in the very first one. And it's like the game people really like. So he's so fat that like when he steps on a scale, it's just infinity. Like it's just the infinity ring.
I'd say lose that one. Honestly,
that one's really
unfortunately,
good,
you got. I think you got to lose all the fat stuff. People don't like fat jokes anymore.
No.
Yeah, but.
No, he was a piggy. He was a backyard. He was a farmer, had a fat piece of shit kid.
Man, after I looked up the porn of that little toaster thing, my computer's not working very well. Yeah, whatever it is.
My little toaster.
Oh, there we go. All right. We're back
my
in. We're back in action.
Toaster. All right, good. Okay. Good. The other thing that we did really well, like all the time, was...
all the kissing we did. Oh, Mad Libs. Yeah.
Mad Libs. All that... Okay, we did a Mad Libs. I mean, we had done several. We did a Mad Libs after
one of
the
worst
days
of my life.
Like we did it, and here's my interesting observation there. We never talked about it, I don't think, But the first time we did Mad Libs, we did the words straight up. So I just said an adjective. And we both said the adjectives that we were going to use. And then the time we did it with the wings, we did the story and then said input an adjective and we wrote it down and didn't tell each other. Which version's better?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Which version is better for podcasts? I think it's the second one.
I think from a listener perspective, it would be better for us to put in a little bit of extra work before we start recording to prepare it and do it live with, like, as a surprise for you and me. Like, I don't tell you what you've written down, you don't tell me. But, like, if we were to do it live, listening to it, it would be bad. It's bad audio.
I think talking through the process when we do it is funny.
I mean, it's not like anybody's listening to this anyways.
I mean, I think there's something.
This is for you and me.
Right. Yeah. I'm just thinking about when we did a big. Hey, a company reached out to me. And they want to add my school podcast to their platform.
What's your school podcast?
It's called We Tell Each Other Stories.
Ooh.
The idea is from Considering Matthew Shepard. And we talk about the story of their life so far, basically. Like, what are you or who were you? You can do a lot of what you know. Disgusting.
Excuse me.
Who were you? Who are you now? Who will you be? Or where did you come from? What are you now? Where are you going?
Or where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you come from? Yeah, and they always end up being Cotton Eye Joe. And so I interview kids with that. And so I was already thinking about continuing it this year. Getting a bunch of new interviews in, and then at the end of the year, like, hitting up some of the juniors now that they're seniors and be like, you know, okay, you know, it's kind of like a returning episode, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, this platform, Wisdom, have you heard of Wisdom, the app?
I have not.
I think I had previously heard of it. Anyway, they reached out, and it's all about, like, growth and better mindset things.
That's really cool, man.
And I was like, first I was like, okay, would there be a way that this could be a fundraiser? Like, is there any profit for this? Or, you know, and all that. And they said, yes, after X, it's kind of like what we have, after X amount of things, you can turn it for a profit. And it doesn't cost anything. That was the other thing. It's like, I'm not going to pay for this. And I could definitely see all of these app platforms trying to get people who podcast to pay to be on there. I mean, you know, it makes sense.
For sure. I mean, yeah, like, it's how Squarespace and all those other website-making tools make their money, you know?
I wasn't going to do that, but I did. Anyway.
Did I tell you about BradyMagner.com?
No.
Yeah, bud. Yeah, dude. I own a domain. Okay. So it's not a real website.
How I don't really own land.
This domain name is as good as land.
Pretty fucking much these days.
So that was like one of the first little pieces of advice I got from my real estate agent school.
BradyMagner.com?
Was to just buy yourname.com.
And I mean, that's super smart.
Yeah, and now, regardless of what I like, even if I do want to become a stand-up comedian, I've still got BradyMagner.com, which that's is great. Like, yeah, you know.
What? I tried to Google it. It's not. Yeah, it's not up.
It's not. No, there's in that like it was $12 a year to get the domain name, and
that was my next question.
And then now, you know, obviously I'd have to like either learn how to make a website or pay somebody to make a website or Squarespace a website, which I'm not ready to do any of those things yet. So I'm just going to sit on it for a little while. But, you know, now I've got it for when I need it. And yeah, like, you know,
while you're saying this,
are you buying AaronBurke.com?
Well, I can't buy AaronBurke.com.
It's a more common Christian name.
Because a Christian author,
boo,
owns it. The Unfair Advantage. This is newest book.
Yeah. Do a little reading. Do a little reading for us.
Seven Keys from the Life of Joseph for Transforming Any Obstacle into an Opportunity.
Hold on, I gotta write this down.
All that at AaronBurke.com. Latest messages. Maybe he's like a.
He doesn't give you any keys for free. You got to pay for all seven keys.
No, you ain't writing anything down. And he has a speaking invitation. If you want Aaron Burke to join your church or event, should I put it in? And be like, hey, Aaron Burke here. We're having a meeting of Aaron Burke's.
You should send him to Parsons, Kansas. Like, don't tell anybody. That would be kinda cool. It just pops up on that. You should send him to Parsons, and it just like pops up on that. You know, on like some thing. Advertisement yeah. thing at the municipal building. It's like Aaron Burke coming to town. Like that would be really amazing. Funny. And then that he shows up cool. and it's all pitchforks and torches. Oh, wow.
What so have you got Christian, here?
Not a lot of Christians here, I guess.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear. I'm going to write about this. What would Joseph do?
What would Joseph do? I don't know. Build a chair? So who gives a fuck about Joseph?
Let's do the Mad Lib.
Let's do it.
So now this one is a little different than in the past, just so you all know. This is a generator, so we both have the same topic of the story, which is called I Pooped on My Girlfriend.
Hot.
Okay. But then it just has it just says words to put in. And then we push play it, and then we both can read our auto-generated Mad Lib.
Oh, wow. So am I supposed to be coming up with these? I can, or I can just hit the button and it auto-generates for me. That's cool.
I don't want to auto-generate.
Okay.
I say we'll do it the way we initially did it, which was just do the words. So, an adjective. Okay.
Unfriendly. Are we saying the words?
Right? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking. I said silly. Another adjective.
Is trepidatious? I'm going to go with trepidatious.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go with unkempt. A noun.
I gotta learn how to spell trepidatious. Hold on.
Trepidatious. A noun. I'm gonna go with slippery.
How about street?
Love it. Adjective. Wait, what's an adjective?
It's the same ones we just did two of them, right?
Yeah.
Describey word.
But how is that not a noun? A noun is...
What?
A noun is a word used to describe things, right?
No, a noun is a thing. Nouns are things.
Oh, a noun is a person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm thinking... I'm living my Schoolhouse Rock life while I'm doing this. Okay, so a noun then is going to be poop. No.
All right.
No. Smelly beaver. No. Can't say that.
Just beaver.
Beaver.
Just
beaver. There you adjective. Go, smelly.
Now you can do. Yeah, there you go.
It's so fucking stupid. Article.
My adjective, by the way, is gracious.
I'm so sorry. Yes, gracious.
Article. Now you're going to have to help me on this one.
Yeah, what the fuck is an article?
And do I just have to go to the New York Times or something? Does an opinion piece work? I don't...
Articles are used before nouns or noun equivalents and are a type of adjective. The definitive article... The is used before a noun to indicate that it identifies. So, a, an, the. Does that make sense?
Yeah, nothing crazy. I'll go A.
I'm going to go am. Past tense verb.
Past tense verb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with my favorite verb, which is fard, and so farted.
Fard. I'm going to go...
That is spelled with a D, by the way.
Right, yes. I'm going to go with a verb. Let's see. Exploded.
Perfect.
A noun?
A noun. Let's keep it simple. Flower.
I'm going Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
It didn't say not proper, so. Verb ending in ing.
So many verbs. Lots of fun.
Coming.
I think I'll go with spurting.
I'm going with coming.
Hey.
Spurting's way better. Good for you.
It was an auto-generated one.
Oh, fuck you.
Yep, sorry.
Verb, base form.
Okay, so that's just like your bog standard verb.
Like breathe.
Yeah. I'll say sing. That's been on the mind as of recently.
Yeah, I'm going to say squat.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll talk after this why it's been on your mind as of recently.
Sure.
Yeah. Part of body.
Tootsies. Toes. Your tootsies.
Okay. I'm going to say scrotal area. Verb.
Very specific.
Yep.
Verb. I'm going with extinguish.
I'm going with slurp. Adjective ends in lee.
Ooh, greedily.
Okay, I'm going to go with ignorantly. Part of the body.
Ooh. Should I do armpit or lower back? I'm trying to think. Like, those are the two sweatiest places on me. I think I'll go armpit.
Okay. I'll go lower back. Size.
Medium. Not huge. Not huge. Not too small.
Chumbo.
Chumbo's too big.
Yep. Part of the body again.
Lower back. If you got them, use them.
Yeah. Vaginal hood.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
An adjective.
There's too many adjectives. I'm all used up on adjectives.
Well, you use one of your tributes.
Yeah, I gave me coarse.
Okay, that's good. I'm gonna go with melancholy.
Ooh, melancholy.
Verb, base form.
Lick.
Wait, what? Oh, okay. No, I got you. Destroy. Verb, past tense.
Licked.
Destroyed.
Yeah, I think we both know where they're going with this.
I don't.
Okay.
Adjective. This is an auto-generated one. But I was just curious to see. And it's awe-inspiring.
That's good.
Yeah.
I went with ferocious.
I would love that. And then verb in the past tense. I'm gonna go with
dragged.
Dragged. I'm gonna go with jolted.
And so now.
And now we push play.
Oh. I didn't even have to hit anything.
Oh really?
And just it brought the text up for me.
Okay.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
I pooped on my girlfriend. It was an unfriendly night.
That's just the title, and I laughed. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It was an unfriendly night. She and I were about to get trepidatious. She came into our street wearing a gracious outfit that covered only enough to leave a little to the imagination. She farted me back onto the flower and began spurting my chest, trailing down to my nether regions. Then she stopped and told me to sing on top of her. She wanted my tootsies. She wanted. This doesn't make any fucking sense. She wanted me to tootsies extinguish her. Greedily, I agreed and positioned myself over top of her.
Okay,
armpit
wait.
Armpit in position.
You could tootsie extinguish somebody.
I guess.
It's just a little teeny fire. It's a little teeny fire, and you go like. Up, 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 up.
Yeah, but tootsies was it's a body part. Tootsies was supposed to be a body part. I don't understand what's happening.
Well, I'm just saying, you could use your tootsies to extinguish.
All right. I agreed and positioned myself over top of her. Armpit in position, I slipped between her medium lower back. It felt so coarse, I quickly neared my climax when suddenly I realized I had eaten Taco Bell for lunch that day. At the same time as my lick, I promptly licked all over her stomach. I've never been so ferocious in my life. She began gagging profusely and dragged me off of her. I think she is going to break up with me tomorrow.
That's a pretty good little story there for this website. You know, like the prompt is good. Okay, here we go. Whew. I was thinking about if your armpit and your lower back were switched. So you're like, I put my lower back into place or whatever and armpit it all over. Like, Sorry, that was stupid. Okay.
Oh.
I pooped on my girlfriend. Should I read this? Let's see. It was a silly night. She and I were about to. Stop it. She and I were about.
I'm trying to do background noise.
Oh, okay.
Just set the scene a little bit for you.
Sorry, I just didn't know what the fuck was happening. It was a silly night. She and I were about to get unkempt.
Ooh, that works actually pretty well.
Yeah. She came into our beaver wearing a smelly outfit that covered only enough to leave a little to the imagination. Coming into my beaver. She exploded me back onto the Nancy and
Nancy
and began cumming my chest. Oh god.
A little early.
No, but what does that mean? What does cumming my chest mean?
I don't want to know.
Smearing it?
I don't want to know.
Like peanut butter?
Ooh, I do like peanut butter.
On your chest?
Maybe.
I think we talked about that recently. Peanut butter on your chest hair would be the worst thing ever.
Nice try, buddy. I don't have chest hair. You can put as much peanut butter on me as you want.
Ladies, or whoever, really. Okay. Okay, she exploded me back onto the Nancy and began cumming my chest, trailing down to my nether regions. Then she stopped and told me to squat on top of her.
Hot.
She wanted me to scrotal area slurp her.
See? The body part, yeah, the weird. Body part doesn't make that's any
weird.
Sense.
Yeah, it's weird. Ignorantly, I agreed. That's pretty good. Ignorantly, I agreed. So it's like, this is all my fault. Ignorantly, I agreed and positioned myself over the top of her. Oh, over top of her lower back in position. That's pretty much what would be the position. I slipped between her chumbo vaginal hood.
Ooh, hot.
Chumbo vaginal hood. It did everything I wanted it to do.
The clit is really, really small. Yep. But the vaginal hood is huge.
Chumbo, my guy. I slipped between
the
her
gynecologist
jumbo.
Has a picture of it up in his on his wall. And that's the biggest vaginal hood I've ever seen.
Wait, it gets better. I slipped between her chumbo vaginal hood. It felt so melancholy. It felt so melancholy. I quickly neared my climax when suddenly I realized I had eaten Taco Bell for lunch that day. At the same time as my destroy, I promptly destroyed all over her stomach. I destroyed all of her stomach. I've never been so awe-inspiring in my life. She began gagging profusely and jolted me off of her. I think she's going to break up with me tomorrow.
That's funny.
That's like a retelling of the Aristocrats or something.
The Aristocats.
Okay. I slipped between her chumbo vaginal hood. It felt so melancholy.
It felt so how melancholy did it feel? It felt so melancholy that I jolted.
I
moved the microphone into my hand so now I can get a little bit more. And I can move a little more, a little more dynamic.
Ooh.
You don't know where I'm going to go. Oh, huh.
I promptly destroyed all over her. It's my favorite.
Yes.
That's really good. I got some peak laughs in there. I'm sorry, people. But it just kind of got to me.
You can fix it in post.
What's a post?
Post.
Post.
Production.
Jost.
Hashtag post Jost.
Post the Jost. If you want to roast, everybody okay, everybody host.
So.
Okay.
I auditioned. Is that a good segue?
Oh, absolutely. I was thinking.
We each get one. We each get one per episode.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking how rude what it was for you to not respond to that at all, and then I remembered what I said. I'm like, oh, no, it's totally fine.
Yeah. So I auditioned for a local choir.
Hang on, guys. Brady's being humble. It's not just a local choir. It's the symphony choir.
Yes,
The Oklahoma City Symphony. Like, that's a big symphony.
I'm being humble because I haven't made it yet. Yeah, will be a big deal if I get in.
To even put yourself out to audition is a big deal. I was having the same conversation with my friend Robbie, who's done some music theater Wichita stuff, and he's had some smaller roles and stuff. But it's like, dude, good for you for even just saying to yourself.
Just doing it.
Just saying to yourself, this is something I enjoy. This is something that I enjoyed through college and things and all of this. And then to work a normal job that has nothing to do with music. And then in your mid-30s to go out and be like, I miss this. I'm going to go back to it. Like, that's a huge deal. Like, just that is a win, you know. But anyway, sorry.
I mean, just like the number of times that I would be driving around in my car singing and just like – you know, think like, man, I really miss being in a choir.
Yeah.
And so now I'm hopefully going to fix that.
Yeah, it'd be great if Brady's in that in that choir, if you don't know about symphony choruses and stuff, he would sing in the major works throughout the year with the OKC Symphony. So, like,
yes.
It's not necessarily every concert, and then they also do their own Christmas concert probably and stuff like that. But that's really cool.
I can pull up the whole schedule. Give me 2 seconds here.
Okay, I'm going to talk about something else. Boobies.
Perfect. Well, I can talk about who is – I can talk about who's running it. And honestly, I really don't think I would have auditioned if it weren't for who is running it this year, which is Dr.
Aaron
Julie
Burke.
Yu.
Oh.
The Christian author?
Yep,
I fucking love that guy.
He's going to be there. Oh, that was good, Brady. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I hope you're all taking notes, because that's a callback, babies.
Yep. That's how you do that right there, boy.
So, for the 2023-2024 season, we have Dr. Julie Yu running the show.
And if you
don't
know her, she is one of the... I mean, she doesn't get enough recognition, I think. She is one of the best female conductors in the country, easily, and
yeah,
and to a point where I think it'd be historical in his, like, she'll be a name of history, you know, in the world of choral singing and choral directing.
I sure hope so, because I mean, one, it would be credit that she well deserves.
Like, she's not even...
But, yeah, I mean...
She's not 50 yet, and she's done so many state choirs. I mean, that's kind of... You know, you see these people have long careers. They do all these state choirs, which are, like, you know, the best singers of the state. And they go
yeah.
and work with them. So, yeah, no, I think she's well on her way to that, to more acknowledgement, I think. Anyway.
I hope so.
She's awesome.
She's great.
They hired her replacement at K-State.
So she did leave K-State then?
Oh, yeah. She's at OKC.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Her replacement is a younger woman who seems real. She seems like she's probably going to be really good. Got a lot of energy, all of that kind of stuff. Doing some innovative things. So definitely was a good
kid. That's
good. It was definitely a good kid.
Yeah.
But. Yep.
Looking at the website here, so I had some trouble finding the exact breakdown, but on the 2023-24 season, there are 4 concerts listed. It's called Modern Masters is number 1. The next is Handel's Messiah, which I know one of those songs really well.
Yep. Just like 34 more.
Yep. Cool.
I got lots of books.
And then For All the Saints. All right, cool. I may honestly, I'll probably get one. Maybe not.
Sometimes they make you buy it, but it'd still be good to have.
Yeah.
But you never
know.
I'll
find out.
Yeah.
I may not even be in it, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll mail it
tomorrow. No, sorry. Y'all forget Magner has sung in Carnegie Hall. Like, he ain't just no bitch. He knows what he's doing. Baritone.
Once or twice.
In a world where you hear standard and run of the mill. Is definitely baritone. Like, it's the most common synonyms for baritone.
Yep. So, yeah, Modern Masters concert, Handel's Messiah,
mm-hmm.
For All the Saints, Glorious Life.
Okay.
It looks like I might be. Well, it looks like this choir might be doing. Something with, like, a Styx cover band or something.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's Styx real, though.
That would be fucking awesome.
Well, I mean...
That would be so cool.
Why? I don't know if a Styx covered band would be a get, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'd be like, no thanks. Like, so that means it's, like, Styx. Or maybe it's a couple members from Styx or something.
I mean... It might be Styx, because I'm not. It doesn't say like a Styx cover band. It just has like one of the little asterisks, and at the bottom it just says Styx.
Oh, that would be Styx then.
That's fucking, dude. I really need in.
Do you
know how many brownie points that would get me with Sarah's mom?
You're like, now I'm really gonna be sad.
I'm gonna be so bummed. I'm gonna be so bummed.
Well, that'd be awesome if
you
this
do is.
It. And you're young.
It will be.
Like, they need young people, you know. Fucking youngies. Well, that's good. Modern Masters would be a really good concert.
Yeah.
Maybe they do, like, Whitaker's.
Probably. I mean, there's got to be some Whitaker in there somewhere.
Well, it just depends. If it's all with the symphony. But of Whitaker.
This one is just. The Modern Masters is just the choir, it looks like. There is Messiah will be with the OKC Philharmonic,
right,
though,
right,
which will be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
But I mean,
I've done that before.
It's every Monday rehearsal, so that's going to be amazing.
I did that
It'll
in college.
Be so nice to, like,
I did the Messiah in college. I did a couple solos. And
oh yeah.
It's like a thing more popular in Europe. But there are churches and places who will get together and sing the Messiah every year.
Wow.
As like tradition. And so we did that, and we had a rehearsal. This was with the Masterworks Chorale in Kansas, in Manhattan at K-State. They're like their community chorus in Manhattan is called the Flint Hills Masterworks Chorale. And so they did that. We did one rehearsal beforehand. Just running things. And I actually got to conduct a couple of the oratorios. I forgot about that. So that was kind of cool.
Oratorios. Dude, next to Hydrox, those are my favorite kind of cookie.
Hell yeah.
I'm full of these.
I got some of these fucking things right now. I can't reach my arm because it's still broken. It's like marshmallow cookie.
Ooh,
you know,
those look
things.
Yummy.
And they're like super soft. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's the softness. Well, I think it's super exciting, and I hope you get into it.
Me too.
And I think I would come and see you for sure. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, have to. And then I'll take you out to Mizu. We can go eat some my Chinese or Japanese food.
Yeah.
Not Chinese food.
Mizu and get some usu.
Ooh, Mizu, no yuzu.
You think I'm a zoo? I think you're a. I'm a Jew. But you can't say that anymore.
Okay. So looking at it, Styx is not the band with us. Styx is a piece that we're going to be doing.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah, because all the stuff that we're singing is in bold, and Styx is also in bold. So no brownie points with my girlfriend's mom.
Listen, though.
But that's all right.
I wouldn't. You never know. Like, Styx.
That's true.
Styx tours around this part of the country a lot. I would see them. The K-State Orchestra played with Kansas whenever I was at K-State.
Oh, cool.
And it was really cool. Like,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've been going for a good bit over an hour now.
I know. I see that.
We're at an hour 10.
That flew by, man.
I know.
Like,
I was looking at it like. And we were like 40 minutes. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Good. We can do this all the time.
Well, next time we pod, I will know if I'm in or not.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Hey, everybody. This has been another episode of...
Not...
For
you.
Humans. Not for you.
Sing it.
Not for you. Hey, as my audition for Styx. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.